Here at the Vatican this Wednesday, Pope Benedict XVI held his weekly general audience. Linda Bordoni reports.
Pope Benedict XVI's catechesis this Wednesday concentrated on the life and legacy of St. Francis de Sales, whom he described as an outstanding bishop and master of the spiritual life in the period following the Council of Trent.
After a powerful experience of God's liberating love in his youth, St. Francis became a priest and St. Bishop of Geneva, at the time a stronghold of Calvinism. His fine education, his personal gifts of charity, serenity, and openness to dialogue, together with his brilliance as a spiritual guide, made Francis a leading figure of his age.
St. Francis de Sales' spiritual writings include the celebrated Introduction to the Devout Life, which insists that all Christians are called to perfection in their proper state of life, foreshadowing the insistence of the Second Vatican Council on the universal call to holiness. His Treatise on the Love of God develops this teaching, stressing that we find ourselves and our true freedom in the love of God.
The Christian humanism of St. Francis de Sales has lost none of its relevance today. May this great saint and doctor of the Church guide us in the pursuit of holiness and help us to find our fulfillment in the joy and freedom born of the love of God.
Following the catechesis, Pope Benedict greeted the faithful in many languages, including English.
I'm happy to greet the pilgrims from St. Mary's University College, Twickenham. I vividly recall their warm welcome during my recent apostolic visit in England. I also greet the group from St. Norbert's Catholic School in Denmark. To the choirs, I express my gratitude for the praise of God in song. Upon all the English-speaking visitors present to today's audience, especially those from Ireland, Finland, Singapore, and the United States, I call in God's abundant blessings.